Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. How are you? Are you keeping warm? It's very cold at the minute. Are you drinking enough soup? Are you moving around enough? Are you jogging on the spot in your workplace? Because that's what I've been doing, trying to keep myself healthy and warm and cozy. So what's been going on? I don't know. I'm not here alone at the minute. I'm joined by my cat, Oscar. Say hello, Oscar.
Meow. Bloody.
Brilliant.
Meow.
Okay. So this is 5 Minute Friday. I'm just going to very quickly talk about our plans, our war cry, our hawk core. The hawk's core? the hawk squawk is what I'm going to call the newsletter. But, okay, so I've been told many times, it's very important, it's super important to make it very clear what your goals are and make them known, make them public, which is what I'm doing here, because then you'll feel like you're being held accountable to finish them and proceed and accomplish those goals. So here's what this episode is going to be all about for me. Hopefully you can glean some, I don't know, insight out of it to what you're going to do yourself next year, or what you're planning to do if you're making films, writing books or whatever. So there's basically three elements to Hawk and Cleaver. The main one, or the one we really want to focus on, is books and digital publishing and Amazon and that sort of thing. So in the first, I've only actually planned the first 6 months next year, quarter one and two, if you want to get all businessy. But for the first two quarters of the year, we're going to be releasing, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 novels potentially, which is huge. It's absolutely huge. Ben's going to be releasing his novel. Skip's got a novel and a short story. And then I'll be releasing 2 novels definitely, and potentially a third. So Ben's going to release 10 Tales of the Human Condition for Christmas. That's going to kick us off. I'm going to release The Hipster from Outer Space in January. In February, I'm going to release The Hipster Who Leapt Through Time. And in March, Skip's going to release his novel. He keeps changing the name of it, so I'm not completely sure what it's going to be. But then I'm hoping that I can round off my trilogy by June. So from June, when I started writing The Hipster from Outer Space this year, to June next year, I'm hoping to have done a trilogy. That was my big plan. I really wanted to finish a trilogy. It sounds a little bit ludicrous. So another side of the Hawk and Cleaver dice is our love of comic books and graphic novels. Something that we really want to do is make our own comic book series, you know, a fully coloured, inked, beautiful looking proper comic book. So in about March, April time, we're going to launch a crowdfunding campaign to make that happen. Skip's going to take lead writing duties on this, and I think it's Ben's going to work on him with the story. I'm going to focus on the campaign and maybe a lot of the marketing as well, because it is going to be a lot of work. And our idea is that we can get our first few comic books out there, and we can start to branch out as Hawk and Cleaver. So not, we don't want to get pigeonholed into just doing books and whatever. We want to do more. I mean, books are going to be a good way to create a back catalogue, create a bit of cash flow, as it were. But comic books are inherently expensive to make. I don't know if you've looked at how much comic book artists charge for their work, which they rarely should. It's the very skilled people. But it's a lot of money. And then the printing on top of that and shipping and everything. So we're going to have to crowdfund it. It's not going to be a moneymaker. It's going to be a Hawk and Cleaver special project. I'm hoping that once we've funded the campaign and the comic books are out there and we've got a little bit of stock to sort of sell, we can then make enough profit to put into another comic book series. And I'm hoping we can keep rolling over that way. My big dream is in 5 years' time, we'll have like 3 or 4 different series ongoing every year. It's a long way off, but you know, one can hope, one can dream. And then the last thing, the last side of Hawk and Cleaver, I guess, is films, which again we've not really done much of. The only films we've done have been more of my own sort of stuff, really. So this Christmas, Doghouse, the animation, is going to be out as well. It's like a nice little Christmas film, nice little animation about love and family and stuff, and it's pretty sweet, pretty heartwarming. And then we've got Keith, obviously, which I'm still really happy with. I think people like. I'd like to do a sort of sequel to Keith, but at the same time, I'd like to get the Hawk and Cleaver boys involved. So I'm thinking this is going to be after the first 6 months, because those first 6 months are going to be pretty packed, as you can probably tell. 5 novels, a crowdfunding campaign, and a comic book series. It's going to be insane. So, yeah, I've laid it all out there. I'm hoping we can do it. I mean, the goals may change. Maybe you guys could keep me accountable for that. But what about you? Okay, so what are you planning to do in 2016? What are you planning to publish? What are you planning to make? I'd honestly like to know. Like, seriously, would like to know. Because it's cool. It's a cool topic, you know, to think ahead and think about what you're going to do, and what you're going to produce. So come on, get in touch with me. LukeOfCondor@me.com. It's Condor with K, as you know. Just get in touch. Let me know what you're going to make, because I'm really interested. And then maybe you might want to come on the show and talk about it at some point. But yeah, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. On Monday, we have another interview with another comic book dude who did crowdfund his book also. So we're going to glean some information from that. It's going to help for next year. And yeah. Okay, guys. See you soon. Oh yeah. Say bye, Oscar.
Meow.
Nice.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.